love someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two. I didn't think so. Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 18.
18.
Ooh, no oomph from you. Mm. He's too shy.
He's so mad about
he's loaded up.
We just became legal, y'all. We gotta watch ourselves. We just
became
legal.
Oh, what's that
I am
mean?
Still illegal.
17 is legal in Texas, right?
That is true.
Dirty.
You already missed that conversation.
We were talking about my friend Warren across the street. Thought
we
a good topic.
Well,
you got right you already know where it's
going? Yeah, I know
okay.
Going.
I know
tell him. Where's it going? I don't know.
So he thought a good topic for the end of the year would be the hottest actors and actresses that turned 18 in 2014.
Who's one of my picks?
Oh, Adam's favorite, Abigail Breslin.
She's already.
I'm glad you know this.
Is she?
And it's Sophia Robb.
Yeah.
Jesus'
next
virgin suicide, right?
So
I was excited to learn that Logan Lerman has been legal for about 4 years. So
Gwen's just hot and bothered right now with her scotch.
We all saw each other, so.
Shut your mouth. Logan Lerman's a giant.
So happy holidays, everyone. Christmas just passed. Did everybody have a good holiday?
Yeah.
Got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Us Jews just kind of went to Chinese food.
Gotti got a new color polo shirt. So
I don't know.
Hey, you and my dad both.
Aww.
So it is our last podcast of the year, but not ever. Because we're coming back next year.
Or are we?
Or are we? Yeah.
We'll tease it a little bit. We might retire.
This might be the last one.
So you better listen.
Yes. So we're going to go out with a bang, literally. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're doing our top three sex scenes.
I like to call it most memorable sex scenes. But...
Most memorable sex scenes?
It's
they can involve consensual sex or rape. Does not matter.
Rape
no.
is not sex. It does.
Rape is not sex. Let's clarify.
Is it not?
No.
It's not consensual.
As she says,
no.
Just say yes.
That's about what it sounds like.
Gwen, just say yes.
No.
Just say yes.
DJ sex?
Say yes.
You can't.
Just say the word.
Yeah.
Say yes. Just say yes.
Well, not according to Clinton.
Yes.
It's not rape.
Consent. You heard it.
It's not rape if you yell surprise.
She said yes.
It's
consent.
Also, you can't rape the willing. That's what I've always said.
Oh.
So, we're all drinking scotch here. We're going to have a fun time. It's a short podcast this week.
Yes.
Happy holidays again. Top three sex
scenes. You'll be
here
hours.
Gotti Elcon. Top three sex scenes.
Oh, God. Really?
Most memorable.
Is it Seabiscuit?
I totally thought about like animal sex, but I had a whole
that's
list.
A whole different list.
Give
one runner up and three.
Okay, so
consensual humans.
My consensual. My runner up is more along the lines of rape, but it is consensualized. And
slow clap.
Because it's not really a rape, and it's more of like a party, is what it is.
In your pants. Party in his pants.
If y'all remember the
rape party. Pants party.
Essentially, it's sort of like that. If y'all remember from Rec Room for a Dream, there's a famous dildo sequence that is
ass
to ass. And it takes place in a party. It's a very loving atmosphere. Except if you're part of the deal. No, yeah, that's
honorable
mention.
Yeah, except if you're the entertainment that's been hired to do the ass to ass.
But it's not technically like, I didn't think of it as loving sex. So that's why it was my honorable mention. That's why it's not top three.
You gotta be in love to have sex.
No, you can't be doing it in the ass
for
the dildo.
Describe that scene for people who haven't seen Requiem for a Dream.
For those that haven't seen it, it involves a dildo.
Money in hardcore.
Hold on a second. He's describing
it. Involves two young women who are obviously in need of money for drugs.
Yeah, and one of our favorite.
Are you talking about the Anne Hathaway?
No, we're not talking about Havoc.
She's not in the movie.
We're talking about Havoc here.
That's on everyone's list.
Havoc was on my list.
Everyone's
but
list
I took it off because it's not good.
Havoc's not good the second time.
No, it's not very fun either.
Most people.
Jennifer Connelly and some unknown lady.
Are at a party.
Are at a party. A fun party. And they're given a dildo.
We'll just call her Helen Mirren.
It's not Helen. And they communicate their asses through the dildo, is the way I look at it.
Well, see, here's the thing that I've always been
curious about. It's
double-sided.
It is double-sided.
It's a double-sided
It's clean,
dildo,
too.
But we don't know if it's actually anal or if it's vaginal.
Does anybody have
any
experience
they cut
with
away
double-sided
before it.
We do cut away. It could be vaginal.
I would think that it probably be vaginal.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you think that so
it takes away from the scene, right, honestly. I kind of want to drop it out of my honorable mention.
In the movie world, it's probably anal, but in the real life
I think the excitement of the gentleman at the party showcases its anal intent.
But they're also watching two girls go out.
Wasn't this on the train? So
no.
No, it's in the house. So
it was the party after they were on the train.
Next to the hobo playing the fiddle?
And it's Ernie Hudson is the proprietor. He's the homeowner.
Are you sure it's not Keith Richards?
No.
Is this sex scene hot? Is this why it made your top sex scenes? Does it turn you on?
It was enjoyable to watch it. It was confusing and a little bit scary, but it was definitely enjoyable.
But it's all about it. It's your most memorable.
Confusing and a little bit scary.
So that's your runner-up.
But Scotty's sex life, apparently.
So what's number three?
That's why it's a runner-up.
It's not fully
there. It's confusing and scary in here.
But that was one question I had. Is it enjoyable for me to watch it as in I want to do that or partake it? Or is it just, man, that's
awesome.
What's I
saying? Most memorable might be better.
Well, see, memorable can be anything.
Well, then let's go with memorable because my top three don't involve guys.
I'm really enjoying.
Good.
Man, all mine involve guys. We know yours does. Broke back over there.
A bunch of dudes.
So, what's number three?
Number three,
quit you.
Another Aronofsky film.
Black Swan?
Yes.
Yeah,
when lovely Mila decides to go down on Natalie, it's a lovely.
But it was
sequence.
A dream.
But wasn't it?
It was
yeah,
a dream.
Very
but it's
tasteful,
a very powerful,
very classy, sexy.
That was a pretty steamy,
and you could tell their connection.
That was on
there.
My list.
And as gross as I would like to like an added amendment to that is that I also really like the scene where he hooks up with the girl backstage.
What's his face? The French
Cassel,
guy.
Yeah,
great
Cassel.
Actor. He likes to hit his
so
women.
Hot.
He's over to married to Monica Bellucci.
Oh, God.
That's on my list. That is on my list, actually. So
number two was kind of it wasn't a woman scene, but it was sensual. And at the time, for some reason, I was really into this girl.
So
now I'm really.
So all your sex scenes are lesbian scenes.
No, this one isn't. I was just kidding about that one.
So number two.
But it is Elmore Leonard. I'm a big fan of his. But if y'all remember Out of Sight, there's a lovely scene with J-Lo getting into a bathtub and George Clooney doing what he wants. And I like that because George looked better than her. And I appreciated that. It was really tastefully done.
No Jennifer.
I think I see where you're
whatever
going
her name
here.
Is, Lopez for me.
But it was closely tied. Actually, my Black Swan was tied with another lesbian scene, Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, okay.
Between Naomi Watts and Laura Herring. Quality. But number one, simply because I think this was like the first, as a young man growing up in life, you have those moments where you're like, holy shit. Basic Instinct. Not the leg.
Well, that's not sex.
The sex scene with the mirrors is one of the most tastefully done sex scenes. I can't stand Michael Douglas, but if you're going to go out that way, do it with mirrors so you can watch yourself.
Sweet.
That's my list. I hope
good
y'all
list.
All die.
Good
wow.
list.
Wow.
I'm going to eat a lemon tart.
All right, Andrew, your runner-up plus top three.
Oh, man.
That's still any of yours?
Well, yeah. I had a Black Swan on my list, but we'll make that a runner-up. But
top three.
I'm going to do I've got another one. One of the funniest sex scenes, I think, in a movie, and one of the longest ones I think I've seen was from a little movie called Team America.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that's like my number
one.
That's like probably the best sex
scene. It almost goes through every act you could think of.
And it's just the funniest.
That's the best part of it.
That's when Trey Parker did the best
animated one.
And,
I didn't think he'd go animated.
So Team America is made with marionette puppets.
Marionettes.
Incredibly graphic sex scene with...
And
not anatomically correct dolls.
And it's the funniest thing. Apparently, there's like nine. If you get the bonus features, there's like 9 minutes more they add into.
Yeah,
the, add into the
and
sex
they
scene.
Go
which is
into
hard to believe because it's it goes
feces,
on for a while.
Urination, and just any position. It's really good.
It's quite fun. It's
educational,
and it starts out very sentimental and very sweet, and then just
spirals
out of control.
Pretty quickly too.
And then let's see. So my top three.
Wait, that was your runner-up?
That was my runner-up.
Oh, my God.
That was like my top three.
Yeah.
One of the first, I guess, things I remembered, or I guess one of the first sex scenes I remember was a little movie called Stealing Beauty with Liv Tyler.
Oh, that is a good
sex yeah,
scene.
That's
and
really
Jeremy,
steamy.
So
it's
good.
Yeah, it's something that's to stay with me, and I've been a fan of her work.
It's a little haunting.
It definitely is. Definitely is. It's a woman in the.
I like how Andrew got his serious voice on. He's like, yeah, it's so so haunting. The visual imagery of it just stays with you.
Rochelle.
A girl becoming a woman.
Sticky.
In the peak of her adolescence.
Vineyards of Italy.
And Jeremy Irons. Voice the scar of the lion.
Damn, that Jeremy Irons is so good.
I think with that voice,
damn that
you probably, get like almost any woman, though, right? Right? When did I do it for you?
Jeremy Irons? Fuck yeah. He's
yeah,
70 years old and I'd still do him.
He was Scar.
Yeah.
But his son, though, is really hot.
But you hate
too.
Max Irons?
No, Max Irons is a babe, too.
He is. He was in that.
He
was
in
a fun interview. He was actually intelligent.
He was in the terrible.
I don't think he gets along with his dad, though.
Another movie, the next movie, it's sort of along the same lines as that. It's a movie a lot of people like, but I just really enjoyed it.
It's so loud.
It was Cameron Crowe. It was a movie Vanilla Sky.
Okay.
And it's Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz.
What was the original version of that called?
Open Your Eyes. Abra
los
ojos.
But yeah, just... there was just something about Penelope Cruz, just her innocence, and she's so cute, and just the accent, it just does it for me.
What about in The Counselor?
If only she
I haven't seen The Counselor, 17. So...
Not missing
a thing? Not missing a beat?
Well, he ruined it for her, right? Anyway, that's it.
So what's your number one?
And my number one is kind of, goes along with a lot of Gallius picks, so kind of more of a rough one is David Cronenberg's History of Violence.
On the staircase?
On the staircase.
Oh, yeah.
Not the, there's one that there's a sex scene at the beginning of the film that's like kind of just but then the raw.
I thought of that scene and I didn't pick it because I just think Viggo and Maria Bello are just so ugly. Just like it looked ugly in that movie.
I don't like watching
so
it.
Everyone in that movie is
raw,
supposed to be ugly.
Yeah, it's like raw and intense and
that's consensual rape. Because he tells her he's going to do it, and he's choking her, and she allows him to do it.
There is no such thing as rape.
I just think it's...
That just means that there was rough. It was just what they needed to do.
It was like the rawest form of
sex. It started out as he wants
to. It was like the rawest form of sex, because at the beginning they sort of showed like the subtleties.
They did look ugly.
They try to like play it off, like, oh, you know, but then when it comes down to it,
they were both
had that animal lust.
And they may not like themselves afterwards.
Yeah.
It would have been better if they combined the wrestling sequence into that scene.
Maybe.
All right.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Gwen.
Well, as the resident sex and cinema person here, I have two sets of lists.
You the resident sex and cinema person?
Did you not have your own
sex
column?
I have two sets.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to write a column called Real Sex. That's not cool anymore.
As in real E-E.
She reviewed the HBO show, right?
Yeah.
Real Sex.
Yeah, I did that one all the time. But I kind of went down the same route of like memorable versus erotic.
It was
kind of
hard, yeah.
Because some of them will
say. There's a fine line that we should have maybe clarified
like,
a little more.
There's a scene in the movie Fat Girl, which is a French
film. I know that film.
Where I.
Calm down, bro. Oh!
And most people would say that the scene where she gets. Where she has anal sex with her boyfriend would be the memorable scene. That is not the one that I think of all the time. I always think of at the end. Because the gist of the film is two sisters that are coming of age, and one is the older, prettier one, and the other one's the fat girl. And their mom, the young, pretty one, has an affair with a boy down the street, and then her parents find out and they leave. And on their way home, back to their town, they stop at a rest stop for the evening. This is why you don't stop at rest stops to sleep at night. And it's a mom and two sisters. They are awoken by a crazy madman who kills the mom, rapes the sister, and doesn't rape the other girl. And she is so upset about it that she lies to the cops and says that she was raped because she didn't want to miss out. Oh, wait. No, I meant that all wrong. That was all wrong. I totally just lied. She did get raped, then said that she didn't because that was more interesting. But that stayed with me, and I don't stay at rest stops now.
Is this the story of Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
How was that movie?
I'm so good. I don't know. I'm confused.
Another one that... is one that I really, really enjoy is this Vincent Cassel film that comes out next year called Our Day Will Come, where he plays, because if it's Vincent, you always know that shit's going to go down and it's going to be weird for everybody. But he is a crazy guy. He's in a bath. He's in a hot tub with a couple whose the wife is paraplegic, and she can't. He starts masturbating in the bathtub or in the hot tub with the couple sitting there, and they can't get up. So they have to sit through him entirely relieving himself into the hot tub.
Was that sex, though?
Yeah, it counts as sex.
Is that what the Hot Tub Time Machine was about?
A little bit.
Okay.
But
there was the respectful thing to do is wait till they're done. You don't want to get up halfway through.
I also really love, but to get on to the, to get going from there is, in this is kind of a tie because in Shame does this as well as Take This Waltz, where instead of actually having a true visual sex scene, the male actors and male characters in the film tell the girl what they're going to do to them. Mm. And it's incredibly erotic. It happened with Michael Fassbender at the beginning of the film where he's telling the girl on the train what he would want to do to her rather than actually doing anything. Same with Michelle Williams starts to have an affair with her neighbor across the street, played by Luke Kirby. And they go and have lunch at a cafe, and he proceeds to tell her exactly what he wants to do to her. And it was probably one of, that movie was horrible, but it was very, very erotic. And my number one will be Secretary when they
slap,
bent over the table. And they start, they both have their awakening moment of realizing how much they need to each other.
Secretary is a great movie.
That's why I think Fifty Shades of Grey is going to be okay, because they were able to do that.
Well, they're able to steal.
Yeah, but yeah. James Spader's better than anybody they cast in.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not give Fifty Shades any credit of being Secretary. Secretary is a really well done movie.
Yeah.
Fifty Shades will suck balls.
I don't know. And not I think it's a very similar story. It's a very similar story.
Well, good list, Adam.
You
in your most in your creepiest voice. Yes. Rattle off your sex scenes.
Well,
do a Mickey voice.
Well, all of them have already been said.
Oh no! Oh no, Goofy! No,
but yeah, I'm going to say a couple. Runner-up. I did like the
Goofy
the scene in Frank and Marshall where they're basically like trying to help each other.
Oh yeah,
having sex.
I like that movie. Mila Kunis, second mention, by the way.
That's a great
and Kristen Bell with Russell Brand, which is pretty funny.
I like him when he's teaching the virgin guy sex positions. Best scene in the movie. When they're out on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And Jack McBrayer?
Yes.
Another movie that people
underrated
has
role.
Nonstop sex scenes, Boogie Nights.
Which sex scene, though?
I like the one where William H. Macy comes in and... sees that it's his wife, and then, you know.
There's like three scenes of that.
Yeah.
I just can't ever think of that movie except for the scene at the end when he unrolls his very sad-looking penis.
Oh, Wahlberg? Oh, yeah.
And when,
that's
when,
what it sounded like, too.
Yeah, that's a poison name.
There was
Wahlberg
a
and Julie Moore have sex for the first time, too, because like, she's like showing him the ropes, basically.
It's like a trunk. It's a sad trunk.
He grabs a peanut and then goes back in his pants.
He grabs a Skittle. And then,
do you think Jonah Hill's penis in Wolf of Wall Street was real?
That's totally
no.
There's no way.
Because that was a big old penis.
That was a stunt one.
He was a big guy.
He's short, though.
So is for people who have big penises? Napoleon would argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah. He's tall, though.
And then, I guess, my second all-time would be... the scene in American Psycho where
the two girls
don't
look
at her,
girls.
Eat it.
Yeah,
it's a great
looking
slide.
At himself when they're having sex and listening to Phil Collins.
And
that is the flex scene.
Yeah,
and he's watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's pretty amazing.
And then he like eats her, legit,
this
with
awesome.
Blood on his face.
Awesome.
It might be.
He's kind of a murderer and a cannibal. That's cool. He's got
like
body
him.
Parts in his fridge.
Have you guys gone back and watched that movie as an adult?
Yes,
yeah,
I love
quality.
It. My,
it gets, it's
in my top 10 of all.
It's really well
it's
shot.
It's really well shot.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it's a gorgeous
Walker
film.
Turner.
And Team America was it was kind of tied for most memorable with the sex scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High where
on the bench.
No, the funny pool scene where she gets.
It's a masturbation scene.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about Jennifer Jason Leigh getting pregnant off of the 3 second.
Oh, it was real quick.
3 second sex scene.
That's sad.
Mike,
the
cool guy.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, Mike DeMond.
That's right.
Yes.
I like Mike DeMond. He was cool.
That was my most memorable one because it's quite hilarious.
I thought you were going to say the bench sequence.
No.
Because that was my favorite of that movie. Because she's looking up and
one.
There's the numbers.
Yeah.
That's funny. Whatever happened to Jennifer Jason Leigh?
She's around.
She was married to Noah
Baumbach
before
for a while.
He left her for
Greta Garwin.
Yeah. Because she was
making... They look about the same, though.
She's making her... like 20 years younger.
She's making movies a little too dark with him. And he's like, I'm going to make something...
She's a quality actress.
Young and stay young forever with this young girl.
She played the mother in Kill Your Darlings. She's spooky as shit.
That was pretty...
Ooh, that was a good sex scene. How have we not brought that up?
Also, in Green Bird.
Ears to ankles?
Four different cuts. Oh, stabbing sequences.
Ears to ankles.
All right, let's go with your horrible fucking sex scenes.
I can't wait. I think I had a whole category of here. These are probably Brian's picks.
Yeah, these have got to be the worst.
I have a notebook.
This is where you stop listening if
so
you don't like
it. So Sal is number one on your list is what I'm guessing.
The notebook's definitely on Brian's list.
Okay.
It's such a poignant sex scene, though.
I'm surprised you say Titanic over there.
So there's two categories for me. Two categories for me that weren't in any of the other ones, but there's two in this category that will separate from the other ones. One is Salo or 120 Days of Sodom.
You're a fucking horrible person.
Thank you.
You're a monster.
It is it's just a crazy Marquis de Sade movie.
Besides Brian and I have seen this movie.
Chase Whale.
I saw.
Oh, he's not at the table. I'm sorry.
I saw.
He posted today that he was watching it today.
Sorry,
I wanted to comment and be
riddled,
like, his soul would be lost.
It's riddled with sex. But,
yeah, that's a nice way of putting
but
it.
But
it's not a good
no sex.
Sex.
There's no. Oh,
it's
there's
a lot of rape
in that movie.
There's a lot of
yeah,
rape.
Yeah, the
but the
maids.
With the maid, and then he gets in trouble.
Yeah,
because they had bad
but before then, there's a lot of sex though. But it's mostly kidnapping underage people.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're forced
animals.
Into it. And then the other one is Irreversible, which is a movie with Monica Bellucci and Vincent Cassel. Irreversible.
Yeah, you got it.
Great movie. The movie is made to look like there's no cuts and it's in real time. So there is a sex scene in real time. It's like 12
minutes.
Let's
talk about the fact that it's a rape scene.
Is it a rape scene?
The one in the train.
Can it be rape if they're married in real life?
That wasn't
Brian
that.
Well, Vincent didn't
but then
have
Vincent
sex with her.
Scene at the end.
It was
the tender one. That one was really
yeah,
that's not what we're talking about.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
the 12-minute rape scene.
Yeah,
in the
it's so unforgettable. There's no like edits, so it's just like you're stuck watching this same shot for 12 minutes.
I'm just gonna get Brian to say they're not sex.
It's great.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
So that's all you want to hear. You're not gonna hear it.
What is the definition?
So my number three.
I like how those are runner up.
Yeah, those are runner up. my number three is a tie between Unfaithful with Diane Lane.
Oh, yeah.
The scene when he takes her
hot.
Doggy style, it was so hot. Holy God.
Holy.
God. I remember trying to remember how old she was there, but man, that was just a steamy
scene.
She looked
good.
Man. Yeah, she did. Man,
she
that was
real
such
good.
I think it came out when I was a senior.
Great
school.
Scene.
2001.
Unfaithful. Check out that scene. Well, it's terrible because she's married, but she's cheating on her husband with the guy. That scene was very erotic. And the other one was, unfortunately, was weirdly enough, Body of Evidence. It was like a straight...
really?
Yes, with Madonna and Willem Dafoe.
Yes, I can get on board with this.
It was not a very good sex scene.
Seeing Willem Dafoe smile
is not
like how
she had sex.
It's not a very fun sex scene.
Looking smile.
Why is that memorable?
So it was a complete ripoff with the Sharon Stone one that you mentioned.
Yeah, but without mirrors and horribly bad.
So there's two scenes. There's one right after part one of the days of the trial. They're in the parking garage, and she gets up on the car in her hot outfit.
That's exactly what it's fucking like. William Dafoe's spooky ass having sex with her.
In the parking garage, and then when she pours hot candle wax on him.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. Oh. That scene,
that's nothing like that.
It was better than basically.
Bader. Not even
Shalom
close.
Bader.
No way.
You're on board? High five.
You're all full of shit.
Yes, Body of Evidence. Even though it's Willem Dafoe and Madonna, it's just a hot, hot...
Sharon Stone with mirrors all around
her. Titanic was a lot hotter than that.
Madonna was hot at this point in time, man. Seriously. So my number two, which I can't believe was...
That gap tooth always comes in handy.
Exactly, it does. There you go. Yeah. See, she knows what she's talking
about. It's a whistler.
So my number two, which I can't believe wasn't mentioned... is Showgirls, the pool scene.
It's a horrible sex scene.
The pool scene's amazing.
No, it's not.
It's so good.
Have you had sex? That's not a fun one, no.
What are you talking about? That's a great scene.
Risky Business train
literally,
sex? Much fucking
I almost killed him in the pool.
It was on my
list.
But
Nicky
Gunn
was on my list. I should
say. Yeah, Nicky Gunn's a funny sex scene.
It's a funny sex scene.
Yeah, it is.
So, Showgirls is my number two.
How is that better than Basic Instinct?
Way better.
No, it's not.
Watch that pool scene again.
You can tell he's getting herpes the moment she sits down.
Herpes or not, it's hot.
No. Herpes makes it dark.
It's not herpes if it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, everyone's on that pool the next day.
And that's my number one, which I think was my number one last week.
I feel bad for Claire. That's all I fucking
was Eyes Wide Shut.
Of course.
The party scene. Like, I want to go to an Eyes Wide Shut party.
Risky Business would have been
so badly. I want to host an Eyes Wide Shut.
You just
party.
Love that he puts her shoulder on her shoulder?
No, man. That's pretty awesome going in like a mask like that and just walking through a house and just watching people and then doing whatever.
It's called Disturbathon. It happens every year here in Dallas. Y'all can see it. People pee on each other.
Really? Yeah. Have you been?
No.
Have you been?
I know the guy.
Have you been?
I know the guy who puts Disturbathon.
Well, there's
Warren.
Well,
you can ask him.
But then there's also, what is that, the other one?
Disturbathon's a
FurryCon?
No, it's
Furry Fiesta.
That one takes place in April.
And that's in Addison.
Yeah.
No, but there's the Brony Latex one.
The Bronies.
Disturbathon's real. It's legit.
Christmas too.
How come nobody's mentioned a Serbian film when a baby gets raped?
It's called newborn porn. And I own that movie.
Can we end it right there? Let's fucking end it right there. We've crossed the line.
We go out with a bang.
I can't even look Brian in the face.
People are listening. Oh, mom.
Hey, you grew your mustache.
My
back.
Opinion's
starting
changed.
To. I grew it back for this topic.
I don't even know where to go from there.
So that is our top three sex scenes.
I hope you die.
Most memorable sex.
Please let us know what your most memorable sex scenes are.
What did we miss sex-wise? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, we missed a few, I'm sure.
There's probably one in South Park.
A lot of these weren't real.
What about American Pie?
Yeah, American Pie.
He fucks an apple
pie.
Also,
I like
that was on my list, but you know what?
Amoros Perros.
It's so weird because it's best friends. Like, would you want to fuck with your best friend? Like, it'd be a lot.
I don't know.
They were always in love with each other.
Yeah, but not during
also,
that scene.
Also, I love Crash.
I'm surprised you didn't mention the sex scene in
car accidents.
What about
Bride of Chucky?
The Notebook.
I didn't even think
that's
of
that.
Oh my God. Bride of Chucky's a great one.
That wasn't said, but
the Siege of Chucky?
Yeah, tell us what.
Well, Bride is when they have sex, though.
So, let us know
what we've missed.
Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gotti Elcon.
Please don't.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Brian.
Andrew Conway.
Oh yeah.
Adam Conway.
Hey. We didn't talk
Gwen
about
Reyes.
The William Friedkin effect with chicken wings and crosses in your vagina.
No,
it's because we moved on.
Damn it.